He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out on the field, it's going to say, yeah. Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
LaShonda Reed.
Get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Love you, Genesis of Conway. Without you, there'd be no Reading Road Trip this year.
Yeah.
It's going to happen again.
I've seen your commercials all over the place. Craig, I know you announced your book. Last week when we were doing the show. He's off today.
I was looking for a review.
Christian works 2 days, Roger. Is it 2 days on, 2 days off?
Yeah, it's sort of like the Munchkins. We get up at 12, start to work at 1, take an hour for lunch, and then at 2, we're done.
I like it.
Yeah. So, yeah, you'd given Christian the first one,
yeah,
right?
I did. And yeah. I wondered if he'd read it. I got all pumped up coming down here.
Do you have a copy of it anywhere? Do you see it?
Here's the thing.
I think it's holding up his chair.
I do not have copies. I'm not going to be handing them out like Roger does T-shirts.
Yeah.
I have to hold them off because at Baldwin and Shell, who produce these, we're handing them out to kids when we go read the book.
Don't give Steve Qualls any ideas now to hold off when we give him a shirt to give them.
What's the response you've gotten on the book?
Well, at Baldwin and Shell, they love it.
We have
yet to hand it out to kids
because
we're waiting to start the reading road trip.
Okay.
Well, you got to give the schools a couple of weeks to get everything set before you start calling. So but that brings me to this.
Yes.
If you would like for me to come read to your school the award-winning book, I'm out of the words award-winning, of Toolishness, but it is a book that will score and the kids will love.
Uh-huh.
Call Baldwin and Shell and hit option 7.
Okay.
Option 7, as in.
Are you? Is your picture on the cover?
No.
Or is
my
it like,
name's all over
okay,
the cover. Okay. Baldwin and Shell
is
all over.
What is the cover shot of it?
Cover shot is a bunch of tools that are used in construction with smiles on their faces.
Okay.
It's very colorful.
I like it. Someone says here, by the way, 501, if I was a betting man, Christian is seeing his kiddos off to school. That's exactly what he's doing.
One is
the nursery school, which is, is that what you call it now?
Pre-K.
Pre-K or kid, yeah, is nursery? Is it nursery? It? The kids say, did you say nursery now?
What is
4-year-olds are pre-K, actually.
Okay, and then the other, he's going to the first grade, I think, maybe, kindergarten or first grade.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Somebody said, you can't see Craig on camera. What's going on here, Rod?
What? That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's good that way. Craig can get...
The people want to see
my traps, Craig, in the background. That's the problem over there.
By the way, I haven't seen your tan.
Yeah, how about that?
Is that from...
We went to Florida, Roger and I did, with our friends, the
That's
Hatcher.
Very... Why didn't Roger tan?
He was. His faded a little bit quicker than mine.
Yeah, I wiped mine off.
We're getting responses from both things that you can steal and the towels thing. So have you ever stolen?
And I prefer pilfer over steal.
Yeah.
But they're gifts.
Here's one that says I steal crackers from Jason's Deli's salad bar while I wait for my sandwich, even though I don't pay for the salad bar.
Those are good. Those are good. I think I've done that. Somebody does breadsticks.
Someone says the Beach Boys Smile box set had Brian Wilson released it January 1967.
Man.
Very, very cool.
Wow.
Shelved it for a while. I guess he was going
now,
through that.
Now, if it's unopened, it's really valuable.
Oh, there's no question. There's nothing that is allowed to be stolen. If it's stealing, it's stealing. Not really. There's some gray areas there.
Yeah.
It's called marketing.
Exactly.
Again, complimentary.
At what point?
It's complimentary. I mean, Oakland would not spend the money to put Oakland on there, and especially banks or any place that you go like that. They want you to take that.
Not if they chain it.
No.
If they're chaining their pin, they don't want you to take it.
I didn't say that, Craig.
Okay.
I actually said that same thing. They have them on chains at some of those places. but if they send it to you in the little tube, I've asked, may I keep the pen? Because I need a pen. Of course. Because I'll ask them. I don't just take.
Well, here's one.
I'm going to take it.
I don't know, Roger, your stock's going down on my.
Talking about showers. Oh, my gosh, listen, Craig.
That's not the first time you've done that.
I know.
Todd, can you get some napkins?
Ow.
towel.
Hey, can I keep some of those towels?
Speaking of blue-collar jobs, Roger, that get nasty, new towels every day. Talk about a new towel, you know.
Yeah, we're getting new towels now.
If you're showering, you want to, yeah, if you have a job where you come in and you're heavy duty, and even after you clean, you want to. So, yeah.
You know what? I thought about that because I was going to try to qualify it by saying, you know, it depends on what I did before I took a shower. Why does it? I should be just as clean if I've done my most dirty work outside.
I don't know. I guess there may be a
it's
perception.
In the head. It's in the head. But yeah.
Here's one I have: A Children of the Sun by Billy Thorpe on vinyl, brand new in the package. It's no longer in production. Wow. Jeff M. Benton, Michael Jackson Thriller. Now that's a cool. Now what? No, Off the Wall would be cooler to have the one from 1979. Got it.
I think it's more, and I haven't even got to that. Would be outside. I think I had the off the wall. I don't think you can use a washcloth twice. You can't.
You can't.
I say no. Now, chicks do two different things. They use a washcloth just for their face, and that's why when you go to like the Oakland and some of those top-notch hotels,
yes,
their makeup washcloth is dark because it's got makeup on it, and it's hard to get that off in the laundry. So that's why they're dark black or brown or something like that. At least that's my theory. But you can't. And then the loofah is the same thing, though. A loofah is reused and reused and reused, and you use those everywhere. Right. Washcloth's a different story. I'm not reusing it.
Here's what it says: We wash our towels every day. Don't want to dry my face. This is funny. This is I have never really thought through this. I don't pay attention. Maybe because I'm a man. We wash our towels every day. Don't want to dry my face with what I dried my hiney with the day before.
Yeah. I mean, if you're digging deep, if you're going deep in the
wait a minute. But you're not digging deep. You've already cleaned. You're drying. So do you have to dig to dry? Or it's clean.
It's here.
It's clean.
It's all
you've already
head.
Cleaned it.
It's all in the head.
Don't want to be known as an ass face.
Craig, what are you surprised? We'll visit with Houston Nutt here in just a few minutes. Are you surprised that this was the first time that Houston Nutt had come back to the campus and football facility since he left? You know, of course, you know, obviously
did
we
understand. Speak? I'm sorry. I'm showing my
I don't think he did. I don't think we saw that. We just saw him there watching practice. Said some really nice things. We'll hear him in a second because he's going to join the show. But isn't that surprising? Of course, I get it. A lot of people didn't want him back up there because he went to Ole Miss. Today I'm an Ole Miss Rebel, that kind of stuff.
No.
But I think enough time's passed now where there are still some people, Roger, you were mentioning some local media folks, not here but in Northwest Arkansas, that weren't fans, and that maybe they will always be that way. But I think it's great that Silverfield is asking and bringing back the greats. I heard a D-Mac speech to the team.
A couple of years ago, I'm coming out of Kroger. I'm putting my groceries in the car, and I hear, "Say hallelujah!" And I look up, and it's Houston Nutt.
Wow.
He was in town to see his mom and attend to her.
Raj, you know, those years in 98, 99 were so magical because mm-hmm. we'd been down most mm-hmm. of the 90s because of, you know, from Jack Crow to Danny Ford. And, you know, we had that one year under Danny mm-hmm. Ford. But then Houston came in, and it was so – we were 8-0 in 98, and I forgot that was
your first year. So close.
That was your first year.
Second year.
You did Danny Ford's last year.
And after we got killed by South Carolina at War Memorial Stadium that year, I'm going, why did I ever say yes to David?
I know. And then you come back with Zoe. How fun was it to do 98-99?
Oh, and the pass Lucas caught to beat Tennessee in Fayetteville.
Remember, Roger, Channel 7 was going in the locker room, and we had never seen a coach talk to his players. I mean, he was so dynamic. And, you know, not many coaches. We were talking about this the other day, Roger. Remember, we were saying, not every coach has the ability to be that guy that sort of can talk with words and fire you up. Silverfield's not that guy. Now, he's going to say good things, but Sam Pittman was not. And Bobby Petrino's not. Houston Nutt's a sort of a rah-rah guy.
I think Chad would have been a phony one.
Yeah, give me that. Give me a Houston clip. You know, we always play. You hear that? You hear that? He was good at pushing the right buttons at
after
the right time.
Kentucky game. Wow.
Yeah, they did that.
The Lou Holtz, Mark May, number 5. You better look at him a little closer. He's a football player.
Got that wood right here.
I can't help it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you can say what you want to, whether you're
a fan. He was a Razorback.
He was
an Arkansan.
So. Yeah, he felt it, man. He was.
I tell you what, Roger, let's go ahead and take the break so we can come back and get Houston right off the bat. Craig O'Neill is with us.
Has Houston got a sponsor?
No, we did. We had it for like, what, Roger, 5 years? I think he was great. And he decided he was done with radio, done with TV, so he could be a granddad. So we just got him for one call, and we'd love to have him every year. He was
What's
really
his
good.
Name? Is it Papa or Pops?
Who's that?
Houston. We know what his grandkids call him. Is it Pops or
Pops? I can't recall. You know better than me.
I got a question for you, David. Do you know what Frank Broyles' granddad name was?
Frank's granddad?
Frank Broyles was a grandfather.
Okay, no, what was it?
And what was, do you happen to know?
I don't.
I heard from his granddaughter who went to our church 2 weeks ago.
Molly?
No.
Give me the first letter. Give me the first letter.
Jordan.
Gotcha.
Give me the first letter.
P.
P.
Papa?
Papa. Pop. Just pop.
Well, that's
Roger. How about that? I stumped David.
Roger, I did not know that. A reason Roger is playing this song today is the birthday of Sam Moore of Sam and Dave. He died back in 2025. Do we see him? Which one did we see at the George Jones tribute with Justin Moore?
When did this one die?
This one died 2025.
Might have been that
him.
One.
So we saw Sam of Sam and Dave. He got up there and performed, I think. All right, coming back, Houston Nutt, along with Craig O'Neill, who's brought to you by Genesis of Conway. Don't go away.